Hi, this is Jerome Gilmartin. Welcome to In Love of Christ, a weekly Catholic program on a variety of topics. We're coming to you pre-recorded through listener-supported JMJ Radio, 750 AM, in its studio at the Oblates of St. Joseph Seminary in Pittston, Pennsylvania. And our topic again this week is Curcio. And with us again, and I should say still, actually, in the studio, we're recording two programs on the same day, are three members of the Curcio leadership team, and Donna Valenti. Donna is the lay director, and Maria Kosius, weekend coordinator, and and she's also the Region 2 service team member, and Joe Alanowski, and Joe is the pre-Curcio chair. And again, we're going to be talking about Curcio. We're pretty much going to pick up where we left off in the last program. And we were talking then about the weekend. What is the Curcio weekend like? Now, but before we do that, we're going to say a prayer. Let's say the Lord. Let's begin with the Lord's Prayer, as we typically do. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen. And then maybe we could say the prayer to the Holy Spirit, as we did last program.
Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, by the light of the Holy Spirit, instruct the hearts of the faithful. Grant that by the same Holy Spirit, we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
So again, we were talking about the weekend, the Curcio weekend. What is the Curcio weekend like? Anybody want to pick up where we left off on that topic?
Well, I was speaking on that when we left, the one thing that I wanted to touch on is you only make a Curcio weekend as a candidate once in your life. It's a springboard. It's the beginning of your Curcio life, so there's really no reason to make it twice. You may serve on another weekend as a team member, which, believe it or not, is even more rewarding than being a candidate. But you really only go through your Curcio, your initiation to Curcio once in your life. And from that, after the weekend, you begin to live what's called your fourth day. And the fourth day is pretty much the rest of your life and how you're going to live that life proclaiming Christ's good news.
Mm-hmm. Anything else to say about the weekend itself, the prayer, the meditation, the moments of joy, the moments of beautiful inspiration? I wouldn't know where to begin if someone were to say, what's Curcio like?
Well, I think Maria did mention that there are both lay talks and clergy talks.
Yeah.
The primary talks really are the lay talks.
Yeah.
The clergy give meditations and they give doctrinal talks. But the primary talks of the weekend are the lay talks.
Mm-hmm.
And they are actually patterned in such a way that they begin with one talk, finish with another talk, and they really are just one homily throughout the whole weekend. It really has one theme.
Those talks all kind of blend together or fit together.
Right.
Very, very well, and I must say.
The weekend also has a number of surprises, and they're pleasant surprises. They're not generally.
Yes, and we don't want to reveal too many of those, do we?
Well, no, we can. The reason I'm mentioning this is that in my parish, we had an assistant pastor who wanted to make the weekend, but he would only make the weekend if a number of us sat down and explained to him what was going to happen. So we actually gave him a thumbnail sketch of the entire weekend in probably a half an hour's time, not giving him all the surprises, but at least giving him an idea of what was going to go on.
Yes.
And that's certainly legitimate if you need to do that. Better not to have that much information in advance, but, I mean, if that's what you have to do, that's what you do.
Yeah. And we might mention that we talk about surprises, but none of those surprises are such that they would make people uncomfortable. They really aren't. They're beautiful surprises. Nothing like you might find a college hazing or nothing at all like that, guaranteed.
Now, it's funny because during my years in Curcio, for a long time, Curcio was thought to be a big secret. You know, we can't tell you anything. We can't tell you anything that's going to happen. We drop you off and that's it. And that's truly,
I remember those days. And for that reason, I went kicking and screaming. I said, you won't tell me anything. And I finally said, okay, I'll go. But things have changed a bit, I think.
It certainly has. And there's really no secrets. And if you wanted to see exactly what the talks were and you wanted to see a basic format, believe it or not, you can find it on the internet. You know, there's schedules out there, and you can actually see what would happen for most of the weekend.
Yeah.
And the surprises are truly gifts.
The one thing you wouldn't be able to see, you might see the titles of some of the talks that may be on there. But the spirit, the person giving the talk really puts him or herself into that talk in a way that's it's unique. I've heard the same talk given by various people, and it's just special each time.
Absolutely. I began living my Curcio in 2002, and I've served on teams almost every year since then. And I've heard every single talk year after year after year, and every time I hear them, I get something more out of them. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear them, it's by someone else who has just, you know, the Holy Spirit leads us in doing these talks.
Yes.
And, you know, the Holy Spirit leads the rector or rectora to select the people that are on the team, to select who's going to be doing each talk. So it's truly, you know, the Holy Spirit guiding that entire weekend and everything that you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And you may think you don't want to be on that weekend, but one way or another, he gets you there.
And the people who give those talks are not just handed a script. You know, you just don't stand there and read your script, which would make it the same for everyone. The people who give the witness talks are given kind of a detailed outline. There are key points, as we spoke about, that need to be made, because these build one upon the other. But there's so much room in most of the talks for the person's own thoughts and prayerful life and prayer life and such to come to the fore and experiences in his or her own life that are relevant to the talk. So I think that makes it special.
And it's so true that the whole weekend, the candidates, the weekend, the team is completely supported by prayer. Prayer from the community, prayer leading up to the weekend. And the Holy Spirit is so present. And I found myself, and many other people have said the same thing, when you're giving a talk that you've prepared, you find yourself saying things you hadn't planned to prepare even.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit really does take over.
Yeah.
And people hear what they need to hear. I mean, people hear the same talk, and it's amazing what each person uniquely gets out of that talk, because they hear what the Holy Spirit wants them to hear. And it's just so spirit-driven the entire weekend.
Mm-hmm. And given all of that, that wonderful spiritual influence on each of us individually, the closing of a Curcio is something to behold. Tears in the eyes of most of us, certainly have been for me. But that's something that... you know, let's just kind of let that go, because people who go on the weekend will feel that themselves. Maybe we should kind of talk a little bit about what happens after the weekend, because Curcio, as I think we said in our last broadcast, maybe even this one, is not a once and done thing. Unless you really want it to be, and that's okay. Again, we talked about there's no coercion of any kind. But most, by far the great majority of people do want to follow up. And maybe we could talk about how that happens.
Well, as Maria said, the weekend truly is a springboard. So it would be kind of not so nice to take you to a wonderful weekend like that and then drop you cold. So there are tools in place post-Curcio to support you in your new spirituality and living the Curcio method. And the two big ones are group reunion and Altreya. Now, group reunion is just a circle of intimate friends that come together and share their faith. And like Jerry, you were talking about it before with Joe, and you have things to discuss. And yeah. It's so comfortable to be with the like-minded people that you know, sharing these things, growing in faith, sharing your study, how your mentality is changing to become more Christ-like, that kind of support. It's done mm-hmm. on a regular basis. Every 1 to 2 weeks, the group gets together, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 people generally, and group. Yes. And then the Altreya is, that's a Spanish word for onward.
Well, before you leave the group reunion, is it still the case where the groups are typically the guys' group with guys and the girls' group
yes,
with the girls?
Yes, typically
women
that's
group
the
with
case.
The women.
Yeah. But it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, but that's
no,
typical.
Yeah, and I've been in groups where group reunions that regular one or two week meeting sequence where women have been with us, and that was fine. Mm-hmm. But typically, I think the guys meet and talk about things that talk about their faith in the way that guys talk about their faith. You know, and sometimes that's not so easy. You know, if it's a mixed group, and I would think the same would be true for the women. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so. Then you mentioned
Altreya.
Now, that's a word that I would think not many of our listeners have heard unless they've been on Curcio or are familiar with Curcio weekend.
That, of course, is a Spanish word, too, and it means onward.
Onward.
So to encourage the community to continue on, and that's kind of a group reunion of the group reunions, because then everybody gets together and shares.
Okay. And how often does that happen?
Typically once a month, roughly, okay. in the diocese, and we're trying to get more out there. And if you see them put in the bulletin as when they're occurring, the dates, you might see them in your bulletin. Even before Curcio, you are welcome to attend an Altreya and get a taste of what Curcio is like. And mm-hmm. the joy in a Curcio kind of brings back that joy from the weekend.
Oh, yes.
So it's so nice to have that to continue on to and just keep that spirit going. Because there's many retreats out there, and you know how it is. I know myself. I've gone to a retreat. I've come home in a couple of days, maybe a couple hours sometimes. I'm like, oh, all over again. So this continual support through group reunion and Altreya is so important to keep that spirit alive. And
I think that's one of the reasons that Curcio has endured through all of these years from, what was the starting date back in the...
1944.
Yeah, 1944. 44, right? It was just the war was probably still heated, going quite severely in Spain at that time. 45, as I remember, was D-Day in Europe. No, 44 was D-Day in Europe. 45, D-Day in Japan. Anyway, all right. So, what else should we know about what happens after the weekend?
We also have a school of leaders, and don't be intimidated by that term. It could be called school of fish, for that matter. It's just where Cursistas come in, and there's time for learning more about Curcio, time for spiritual growth. We do a little leaders group reunion, and that occurs once a month, too, once a month on a Saturday from 9:30 to 11:30.
So is there any obligation to go to that?
No. No,
okay.
If you want to be on team, if you make a Curcio mm-hmm. and your desire is to serve on team and you feel that that's a calling that God's calling you to, mm-hmm. then we encourage you to come to School of Leaders.
You really should, because mm-hmm. you get a sense of what being on a team is all about that way. That's good. So let's see now. Other things that anybody else have a thought about what happens after Curcio? In your experience, Maria, after Curcio, it's been quite fulfilling, obviously.
It really has. The Curcio group reunion, a friendship group is what it is, as Donna said. And we really keep ourselves in check. And we really come to love each other as sisters and brothers.
Yes.
And it's funny because as you sponsor people to make a Crucio, it's your obligation to get them involved in a group reunion. So as you sponsor and people start joining your group reunion, before you know it, your group reunion has 14 people, as ours did. And wow. It's hard to make that break. The group reunion that I was involved with, we started off with three of us, and then there were four. And then one year we all ended up sponsoring someone, so that made eight. And then two of the girls' husbands came, which I have to say, although grouping men and women is great, grouping husbands and wives can get a little hairy. But then the
honey,
group just...
why did you tell them that about me? Oh, no, that was our secret.
It was pretty funny. It was a great... It's a great,
I'm sure,
loving
I'm sure it
group.
Wasn't too bad, but...
It wasn't. We had a lot of fun, and it was a growing experience for everybody. But at one point in time, that group had to split. And one of the girls who... there were a group of girls who came down from St. Eulalia's and St. Catherine's, and they decided that they would split and have their own group up there. And it was the hardest thing in the world for us to do. Mm-hmm. And as hard as we tried for a long time, some of the girls were doing both groups because they didn't want to leave the original
group. And
there
is that enthusiasm that develops, absolutely.
And it's you know, you check. You're checking on each other. You know, you get close enough where you can say, do you really know what you're doing? You know, it's just an amazing way to keep your faith.
And to
keep it alive.
Absolutely. Now, the one thing we might mention then is that even though the group split, this monthly or so Altrea, everybody's invited to come to that. Mm-hmm. So I would think that everybody who was in, you know, one and then both groups could come to the Altrea and, oh, there's my old friend so-and-so, and a month is not all that long to be apart anyway. So
absolutely, absolutely.
So that's great. So
my own experience with grouping, when I made my Crucio about 7 years ago, there was no, I could not find anybody down in my area to group with. So I sponsored two people so I could group.
So you made your own group.
and we started grouping before they made Crucio, which is another thing you can do.
Yeah.
You can get involved with a group so that people can know you and everything before you actually make your Crucio. And then, just like Maria, we all started sponsoring people, and our group grew to the point where we had to divide in two and now probably in three.
Mm-hmm.
So praise God, though. That's wonderful. And
and
we're all so close. The other thing about grouping that, for me personally, there's a lot of, like, I have people in my group that they work with each other, so they can group almost any time during the day or anything else.
Yes.
But me, I'm like jonesing for the next group. Like, I can't wait to group because I really don't have that convenience in my workplace of being able to speak of my faith as much as I'd like to.
And I might mention here, Donna, that as you speak of your faith, I think the air is just filled with organ music, so obviously you are one of the chosen few. I might mention to our listeners who just might be able to hear the organ music in the background, Mass is going on as we speak here at the Oblates of St. Joseph in Pittston. But Donna, go ahead. I'm not sure. I may have cut you off.
Well, that was pretty much it.
Pretty much it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to make
it. But, you know, really, when we split now, we have a group on Monday and we group on Thursday. So if something's up, you can always hit the other group. And we all know each other so well that it doesn't matter, you know. So it just makes more of an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So we might mention, too, that Crucio is... under the auspices of the diocese, and there is a priest assigned by the diocese to, be the chaplain to Crucio. Maybe you might mention who that is, and so that our listeners understand that this is not just a movement of people that kind of go off and do their own spiritual thing. You know, but go ahead, Joe.
There's actually a spiritual director, and that's Father Phil Slatica from St. Mary's in Avoca.
Yes.
And the bishop recently appointed Father Ed Buckheit as the weekend chaplain Because we do need to have clergy on the weekends, and with the way the priests are busy, especially on the weekends, we had a great deal of difficulty. Father Buckheit was thrilled because the bishop asked him to do it for 5 years, and he said, well, now he's guaranteeing me I'm going to live five more years.
Okay.
He's been on two weekends.
Good as guarantee as you can get, I would think.
And that's working quite nicely. We do have two priests that are officially involved, but there are many other priests who have either made Curcio or have been on weekends.
Yes.
Many other priests involved to give a lot of the spiritual direction talks and the doctrinal talks.
Yes.
Good number of them. Mm-hmm. But those are the two main priests.
And some deacons as well.
Deacons as well, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, we talked about clergy and the bishop and such, but what about the Pope? What about Rome?
The Curcio movement has had tremendous support from the beginning from the Pope, and I just want to share a quote from John Paul II. His response to our movement was, "Your movement is called to be leaven in the dough of the world, acting in the world." Because that's the whole point. After you live your weekend, you take those seeds of faith back to your own environments, your home, your family, your workplace, and you bring that Christian attitude and Christ-like behavior there. And thus make Jesus back the center of the world as much as you can in your environments, one person at a time on a one-on-one basis. Mm-hmm. And then Curcio also, just to mention, it is a world organization. There's Curcio weekends going out throughout the entire world, which I think is just amazing.
Yes.
And two summers ago, there was a World Altrea in California. Mm-hmm. And Pope Benedict XVI sent this message. I'll just read a little short part of it.
Sure.
"The Holy Father sends cordial greetings and good wishes to all assembled in Anaheim, California, for the fourth World Altrea. He joins Curciestas from throughout the world in giving thanks to God for all that the movement has done to enrich the lives of the faithful, stirring in them the fire of love, which becomes the energy of mission. He invites this great international assembly to seek the light and strength of the Holy Spirit in order to respond ever more effectively to the urgent challenge of the new evangelization."
Well,
and how powerful the Curcio movement is at this time, where there's a new evangelization, when, you know, there's Catholics out there that maybe aren't practicing or maybe are only going to church for special occasions and holidays, and because you feel you know the love of God and the Curcio has re-enlivened that hunger for God, you get to go out and spread that to people who are already Catholic, because you don't want them to miss it. You don't want them to miss the gift, the beauty of it.
That's right. And in fact, the support, we talked about this, the support and the group reunion and the Altrea, helps us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you gain a certain courage that you might not have had as a lone individual, just kind of, you know, being the ordinary, quotes, ordinary Catholic. There is no ordinary Catholic, of course, but it's quite important. And you mentioned reaching out to Catholics with this new evangelization, but you'll find yourself, speaking, with Protestants who are and others of various Christian and non-Christian religions, who are kind of curious about your Catholicism. What's that all about? And I think you'll find yourself more confident in being able to explain graciously, as we're all called to do, what our faith is all about and why we believe as we believe. And I think it's really, really a wonderful thing. Let's see. Now, in our last program, we talked about where people could get more information about Curcio, but we may have a lot of different listeners this time. And so it wouldn't hurt if we could maybe mention that again. People who are interested in, getting more information about Curcio. Maybe, Joe, you could tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We have our own website, called www.scrantoncursillo, that's all one word, Cursillo is spelled C-U-R-S-I-L-L-O, .homestead.com. There's a link to that site from the diocesan website, but you can also go to that directly, of course. There's a lot of information on the site. It has the it has five pages. One of the pages has links and contacts, so you can contact anyone on the secretariat with a phone number or an email address. There's also a lot of information on the main page about upcoming weekends and events. The weekends, there's a women's weekend coming up at the end of September, the 29th through the 2nd. A men's weekend, October 6th through the 9th.
Mm-hmm. Just there, in case this program is repeated, that would be 2011.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
And if you need more information, you can contact me. There's also the rest of the secretariat. There are also rectors and rectoras listed on the website. Then you also heard about Altrea. There's some Altreas listed there. The next one is September 11th of 2011. And then there's various other events listed. I don't know if I have time to go through any more, but...
Well, you might mention a couple of them at least.
Okay, there's a School of Leaders here at the Oblates on Saturday, October 27th, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one Saturday, September 24th at St. Eulalia's in Elmhurst. October 22nd at St. Mary's in Avoca. And there's another November 12th at St. Mary's in Avoca. Also, there are more Altreas. October 30th at St. Vincent's in Dingmans. And November 20th at St. John the Evangelist in Pittston. But again, those are on the website.
So throughout the region, there are places to go. Quite often, you don't have to go very far if you want to go to an Altrea.
Yes.
And group reunions are typically maybe not all that far from home. You tend to...
Yeah, they're usually almost parish-based.
Friends, yeah,
not
sure.
Necessarily.
So,
Cursillo, I mean, the diocese is quite big, yeah, but you'd be surprised at how close some of these places are.
Yeah.
I live in Archbold.
Yeah.
St. Vincent's is about 40 minutes away, St. Vincent's and Dingmans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people are going to think, well, that's the other side of the world. I'm not going to go there. But it's only 40 minutes. That's not that far.
Not bad at all. And oftentimes you can carpool with others.
Yes.
Right.
Well, that's about all the time we have for now. And again, I want to thank you, Donna Valente, Maria Kosis.
I
get it that time. Okay. And Joe Olenowski for being with us again on this program. And again, I hope that many of our listeners will consider becoming a part of this fine movement. And as was the case with me, you'll be glad you did. That's all the time we have for now. Thanks for listening. Please join us next week for another program in the In Love of Christ series. Until then, God bless.